The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Alarm Interrupted Business Bunker Show.
That's the first in 10 years.
The first ever here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 7th of May, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stockingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
I think somebody just didn't want to do an Excel spreadsheet or something. They just pressed the alarm.
Press the alarm button. Yeah.
There's no smell of toast or burning, was there?
There wasn't, no. They don't know what the cause of the problem was. It was a real alarm, but they don't know why. So I'm sure we'll find out eventually.
Anyway, made a sprint down the stairs. It's the first.
I'm still puffed.
I know, so am I. Hey, 14th of May, Paul Andrews, there's a village hotel event in Maidstone.
Yep.
And it's a digital marketing strategy masterclass with the lovely David Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Who's been on this show many a time.
He has indeed.
Yeah, so that's 14th of May. It's a diary date. And you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk with a little slash category slash business hyphen events. And you can book for that and find out more and find the link and all that.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Network Kent.
Oh, what are they saying?
Yeah, and they're saying, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, if you're interested in networking, because I mentioned it earlier for Lucia, the last Wednesday of every month, 10:30 until noon, informal, vibrant, opportunity to connect at Bridgewood Manor. That's the hotel at the top of Bluebell Hill between Maidstone and Chatham. And the next meeting is on May the 29th. If you want to find out about it, networkkent.co.uk. Just talking about that, Network Kent is one of the organisations that are listed on our networking page on the Kent Business Radio website as well. So you can always check it out there as well. But networkkent.co.uk and check out that May the 29th. I had this as well. It's an email, and I got it from, I'm not sure who, Ben, a chap called Ben. He says, hello, I was wondering if there would be any chance that you could give us a shout-out on your radio show, please, about an event we're hosting at the Ditton Community Centre on Friday the 17th of May.
Where's Ditton?
Ditton's just on the outskirts of Maidstone. It's on the A20, heading out of Maidstone towards London.
Oh, I think there's a nice garden centre there. Is that ringing
quite
bell?
Possibly. Yeah. There's a brilliant fish and chip restaurant there.
Is there?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Well, it's worth going.
Can't remember what it's called, but it's lovely. It's massive. It's a sit-down fish and chip restaurant
Our
and a takeaway.
Place.
It's something like that, yeah. But yeah, Word of Cod or something, like, you know, some such thing. But the restaurant's beautiful. Anyway, it's at Ditton. At the Ditton Community Centre on Friday the 17th of May, the doors open at 7:30 p.m. and there's entertainment starting at 8 p.m. Hey, you'll love this. The entertainment will be local ABBA tribute act, ABBA Chic.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Ooh, lay, ooh. Yeah. Anyway, tickets can be purchased from our parish office at the address below or via phone on 01732 844 749. Only alcohol purchased at the bar can be consumed on the premises.
Were you going to bring it in your handbag then?
I don't know. Well, they probably knew you.
People do.
Well, they knew you were coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, if you want to find out about it or you want to tell them or whatever, that's from Ben, who's the admin assistant at Ditton Parish Council. And you can email him at admin@dittonparishcouncil.gov.uk.
I feel like listening to an ABBA song there.
ABBA Chic.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Friday the 17th of May. Get along.
Some of their music's actually timeless, isn't it? It's like, you know, if you change your mind,
that's the one.
Train line.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Still, take a chance. Still sort of perky, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Now, there's the Maidstone Business Awards coming up, Paul Andrews. It's Thursday the 27th of June. It's at the Mercure Great Danes. And then there's an Ashford Business Awards, which is in November. So this is the diary date. On Wednesday the 28th of November, at the Ashford International. So, yeah, get in there, do some. Though, see, that would be good for you, Della, I think. Lucia, you're Della. You know what I mean. It's your surname.
Or you, Della.
Is your surname Della?
My full surname's Della Yo-Yo.
Yeah, I knew it was something like.
I use Della for.
Which is exactly why I can't remember it.
I was struggling with Lucia.
Oh, no.
I managed Della, but I wasn't going to try the last bit.
Sometimes, I mean, we've got a guy that comes on the show called Gerard Yamaviticus.
Yamaviticus.
Took us 10 years to learn his name.
And then he told me it was wrong.
Yeah, and then you come along.
He's Lithuanian.
Fair,
yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, I might call you Dolo forever. I don't know.
I've got another tweet. Guess who from? And it's a diary date, Friday, June the 14th. There's a networking special. Networking Kent brings you a fantastic opportunity to network whilst watching the incredible British Superbikes opening day at Brands Hatch. Tickets are limited to 50 people and this event will sell out. So again, if you want to find out more, networkkent.co.uk to check it out. Just to let you know as well, the Business Bunker, at last, we've got with the new technology. Here on the Business Bunker Show, I finally launched a company page on LinkedIn. So please do give it a follow.
Now, I'll tell you something frustrating. When I did the rebrand from Frontier Funds to New Markets Media and Intelligence, I tried to set up a business page for that, and it just would. I did the whole thing, and it just wouldn't do that final bit. Just wouldn't refresh. So I thought, I'll try that with my business, the PR business. Did it straight away.
Yeah,
so
you get that sometimes.
It's a bit newfangled, isn't it?
Get that sometimes, don't you?
It's just clunky.
Anyway, linkedin.com/company/business-bunker-radio. Do give us a follow. I'm going to do a couple more, and then I want to talk to Daryl and Vanessa.
I do.
Yeah. There's a Women in Business lunch taking place at Rowhill Grange on June the 13th. If you want to find out all the details and book your place, is kentbusinessradio.co.uk/, and there's a tab for business events. Click on the tab and you will find it there. Join Jade Pluck for LinkedIn for Business Masterclass on the 9th of May at the Copthorne Hotel Gatwick. And again, you can find all the details by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business-events, and it will be there. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just texting someone about gardening.
Can you come and cut my grass? It's getting a bit long.
No, I cut my own grass. Can't do some of the other things. I deadhead things, you know, I can do that.
I bet you do.
My wisteria hasn't done very well this year. Do you think that's weather?
Oh, what a blow.
What do you think, Daryl?
It's fine.
Do you know, yours is in bloom. Mine looks very miserable. Normally in May, it's lovely. There's one here from, I don't know who it's from, but the company is Synecore, Synecore.
Yep.
And you can find them at synecore.co.uk, and they say, hello. I was hoping you could help us with a bit of publicity. A bit, they say. We give them a lot, don't we?
We do.
For an event that we have run for the last 3 years, the Synecore Charity Golf Day. And it's arguably the most enjoyable golf day in Kent. And this year it's being held at the Tudor Park Hotel in Maidstone on Friday the 5th of July. And they say last year we raised over £25,000. Now that, come on, in just one day. That's pretty amazing in a day.
It's really good. It's really good.
Not bad for one local firm, I think you'll agree. The money helped purchase a sunshine coach for Bradstow School, who care for disabled and disadvantaged children. And this year we aim to raise the same for Iffield School in Gravesend, who have 22 wheelchair users as pupils, are in desperate need of a coach with a tail lift. So we want to ask other local businesses to get involved in some capacity, either as sponsors or to provide donations to our charity auction and raffle. And I'd be more than happy to speak to anyone who's passionate about our cause and feels they may be able to contribute in some way. To give you some background about Synecore, we are an M&E contractor. What's M&E stand for? Do we know?
Mechanical and engineering, I think.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
And we provide aircon, heating, ventilation, he's telling us now, plumbing, electrical installs and commercial refrigeration to hospitality.
That's what M&E means.
Yeah, hospitality, retail and commercial clients throughout the UK. He'd be good on Scoff and Quaff then, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Wouldn't he? The Spiria show. Food. Because he does it for the hospitality trade, Paul.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I'm telling you.
Good. Get on with it.
Anyway, that's
I want to talk to our guests.
It's
get on with it.
Finished. So okay. Please find out more with Synecore, Synecore.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you. I've got a tweet I'm going to read. I'm going to read this because it leads us nicely into talking
you
to our clients.
Now.
Yeah, it's for it's from GPSTL Maidstone. And they say, hello, Paul. Always up for a shout out on the Business Bunker Show. We're currently spending our day working with local employers looking for apprentices to join their ranks or work out with training programs or work out which training programs is best for their staff. It's been a great show so far. Thank you so much, Sarah. So GPSTL Maidstone, give them a follow. They're an apprenticeship company based in Maidstone, but they're a global apprenticeship company. So do give them a follow. And that leads me nicely into introducing our guest for the second part of the show. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show Mr. Daryl Lynham-Dumont. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, Paul.
Of My Careers Options. Thank you for joining us. And you've brought Vanessa along with you, and we're going to talk to Vanessa Johnson later in the show. Vanessa is from the Young Enterprise Company, and you look after North Kent?
North, West, and
she's going to get picky now.
So the west side, coming from Dartford down to Tunbridge Wells.
So West Kent, basically, West Kent, North and West Kent. It gets a bit confusing, doesn't it? Because people split up Kent in different ways, and they go, it's East Kent, but it doesn't include Ashford, because that's somewhere else. That's South Kent and North West Kent, which is London.
And they
stick their oar in by not being Kent at all. So you're at one end of the county anyway. Cool, we're going to talk to you in a minute, but let's go back to talking to Daryl. For a start, Daryl, just to remind listeners what it is My Careers Options do, what they offer, what you're up to.
Yeah, we've built and developed an online platform for students that help them come up with 10 potential careers ideas that they would be well suited to based on a series of assessments. So, in a nutshell, that's what we do.
Yep.
We have developed it so that it can be accessible, so the parents can see it, the students can benefit from it, and schools have access to it so they can be part of their careers programme. It's going really well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a fantastic idea, and it's so needed. You know, because you join in with me on the FSB 3030 programme, and you're one of the contributors to that on a big scale. We always ask the youngsters the same question, you know, what do you want to do when you leave school? How the hell would they know? How would they know? You know, what, many years ago, when there weren't many options, when I went through careers at school, you had two options. They went, do you want to join the army or do you want to work in a dockyard?
And with me, it was a GPO telephonist.
Yeah.
That's how old I am.
Yeah.
That was it, really. GPO telephonist was the job to have.
Whereas now, you know, the range of jobs that people could do is almost unlimited and, of course, changes very quickly. So what you're offering is a massive, massive resource to help people just think through what the options are.
Yeah, totally. And I think with regards to the requirements of schools to deliver good personal careers guidance to students, they need the tools.
Yeah.
So we initially thought that we would be giving it up for single purchases via parents, but now we're getting a lot more interest from schools with regards to licences.
Yep.
So, you know, for as little as £5 per student, they can actually have something that's really, really quite valuable to that individual.
Yeah.
We're not for the kids that know exactly what they want to do. They need to follow whatever it is they've decided they want to do.
Mm.
We're for the 90% that haven't got a clue.
But it could still be interesting now as well.
Yeah.
It could still be. You know, I've met young people that thought they wanted to do something because they fundamentally had a misunderstanding about what was involved in the job that they were going to do. You know, there's quite a few jobs that sound exciting, you know, like police officer or firefighter or whatever, you know, people
train driver, if you're a boy, train driver.
Train driver and stuff like that, yeah. Yeah, well, they used to be when they were steam trains, yeah. But the fact is, the actual day-to-day work can be quite different to what people's assumption of it is going to be. Okay. And it can come as quite as a shock, you know, people go into a field and go, I don't like this at all. It isn't what I thought it was going to be. So what you offer as a platform is really useful for trying to understand your own transferable skills and talents and how they apply and are applicable in the world of work.
Yeah, and the report at the end of the assessment actually gives them the information about what you would do on a day anyway. So it's
really
useful. Yeah. I spoke to one of the parents recently that contacted us asking a couple of questions. It was Dad, and he was a plumber.
Yeah.
So he didn't really know much about all the other careers that are out there.
Plumber, great trade. I mean, with such short notice.
One of the 1% of the world's wealthiest.
However, his son had done the assessment, and like he said, it was really useful for him to have the information about all the different careers because he was able to have that conversation, whereas prior to that, he would have kind of been a little bit lost.
So we're getting lots
of good feedback from the parents, actually. Mm. They love it.
I did a show on hospitality industry, and as you know, Daryl, it's really struggling for staff. And we were saying that they were saying when they went into schools, the hospitality tutors and that, the schools knew nothing about hospitality industry, and then the kids were saying, "What's hospitality? Is that working in hospitals?" So someone like you is really needed.
Yeah, I think it's just providing the information, isn't it? Schools, they're so challenged with their time.
Yeah.
You know, and the resource to be able to deliver excellent careers guidance.
Yeah.
And they're also doing so many other things as well.
Mm.
So as easy or simple as you can make it for them and bringing in the parents' involvement and the kids, you know, the kids seem a little bit taller when they do it purely for the fact they've been assured there's something that's going to be good at,
yeah,
or something that they could go and follow.
And being listened to.
Yeah,
exactly. Time to listen.
Exactly. But, I mean, part of the, obviously, Vanessa coming along as well, is we're looking at ways in which we can sort of also help. So one of the things we're doing for schools at the moment is looking to financially help and support them in the program that they put it, or if they're doing a company program with Young Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely something we want to start pushing more and more over this next year.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment because, you know, I'm a big fan of Young Enterprise as well. I just want to kind of round off what you're doing because I think My Careers Options is a really, really important platform and has a fantastic ability to help people in an area where the help has just not been there. And that's not anyone's fault. It's just really difficult to, because you've got two elements to this in the job market. You've got a rapidly changing job market. Technology is having an impact on almost everything you do, and therefore types of work change, you know, fade out and new types of work fade in. But you've also got the secondary issue, and this is an issue faced by hospitality. And one of the things that you addressed on the hospitality special that you did on Scoff and Quaff is that people tend to look at jobs like hospitality or healthcare or whatever at the bottom level. Mm. They look at the bottom line of it, or McDonald's burger flipping. Yeah, they look at the bottom line of something and go, oh, I'm not doing that. What they don't understand is the career opportunities as you move through a business. And when you start to point out that the hospitality business means that you could end up as a general manager of a hotel on a beach in Thailand, suddenly people go, oh, do you know what? I never thought of that. Or I just thought about serving in a cafe. Yeah.
Or on a super yacht going around Bahamas.
People don't think about the potentiality of an industry that they work in. They look at the entry level and go, don't like that. Mm-hmm. That's hard work and badly paid. Well, everything is hard work and badly paid when you start because you don't know anything.
So
you have to get into it. So one of the things I love about all of this is it's starting to give people a better feel for how things evolve and how things can be grown and how you can do a job that suits the skills that you have and the abilities that you have. And that's the key thing. I spend so much time with people that think they want to do something but don't really understand what's involved and therefore don't really understand whether it suits them or not. I had one young lad coming up to me. It was actually at a Young Enterprise event. And he said to me, I want to work in the fashion business. I went, wow, what do you want to do in the fashion business? He said, I want to work in a shop. I went, oh, you like dealing with people? And he went, God, no. I went, well, what do you think you're going to do working in a shop? Well, it'll be a clothes shop. Yeah, but the work in a clothes shop involves serving customers. Oh, I don't want to do that. What do you want to do? Iron the clothes, hang them up, take them down. What do you want to do? No, I just want to work in the fashion business. And he had no concept. He hadn't put the two, I'm sure he had a concept, but he hadn't put the two together that working in a shop involved dealing with people, not dealing with clothes, which is the bit he wanted, you know, so.
Going back to you guys, how, because I'm finding, I don't know about you, but there's a real shortage of trades. So if you want a plumber, you know, you've got to book them up 6 months in advance, for a good plumber.
Got to plan your leaks.
Same. I've got some leaks in my fridge, actually, that need cooking. Same with electrician, but a good, you know, good chippy, they're all booked up. Even a painter and decorator, all booked up. So how much are you looking into trades? Because I know my dear dad was always an office worker. And when he died on his deathbed, he said, I wish I'd worked in a trade. He could turn his hand to, you know, he rewired his house himself. He's very clever.
That's funny because my dad was a painter and decorator, and when he died he said, oh, I wish I'd worked in an office.
wish it was a building society manager. We should have got them together on their deathbed.
They were both called Vic.
Yeah, they were both called Victor. But are you able to move people into apprenticeships and trades?
We are basically delivering a service that identifies where an individual's skill set. That could be that they're a plumber or electrician, but it could also be a barrister or teacher, whatever it happens to be. Mm. So we don't try and sort of single people out. But what we are looking at, and it's come up recently, is looking at different areas that we can focus. So you've got things with regards to STEM, looking at how we can highlight STEM careers within
that's science,
system.
Technology, engineering and manufacturing.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'm so glad you said that. I was just about to ask.
Sorry. And then also looking at other things. So we're looking at potential young offenders, ex-services, looking at all the different areas. And one of the ones was women in business. So looking at different areas that we can use what we've got to tailor it. So, for example, the banking sector. there's a way in which we would be able to adapt the careers that were within our system that's applicable within banking, so they can look at losing or reducing churn on, you know, people leaving or when they come back up, women come back after babies, etc. How you put them into positions that they're going to be benefiting. So yeah, so we're looking at all the different ones.
Yeah, well, we run sort of one-day workshops in schools, and one of them is employability masterclass. I find that students aren't putting their hand up and say, I want to be a plumber, I want to be an electrician. They just don't realise that actually what they want to do, and that's not one of the options that they choose, but they don't realise actually you've become self-employed. You can start your own business through that trade.
And once you are self-employed, you've got all the other skills that you need nowadays. Absolutely. It's not just putting a pipe together and being a plumber. It's the marketing, invoices, as Lucia has pointed out.
The interesting thing is, and I'm trying to kind of think my way through this, in previous generations, so going back to my generation, which is four or five generations before one's currently leaving school, when one left school, you actually didn't think about what job you were going to do, because the way that life was then is you just walked out into the street and went to anyone locally that was employing someone.
Yeah.
You didn't have a choice over what you did. Mm. You just went and got a job in anywhere there was a job available, no matter what it was.
And there were jobs. There were plenty of jobs.
There were jobs about.
Yeah.
But, you know, you didn't really actually have a choice. We now live in a world where there's a lot of choice and there's a lot of availability, but we've never really caught up with that in terms of helping people assess what those choices are. As we've all mentioned, you know, the trouble is we put too much emphasis and too much on the shoulders of schools and going, you must do this and you must do that. But schools are managed around teaching kids GCSEs. That's what they're managed against, and that's what they're geared against by the government, you know, how many GCSEs they've managed to put in place. So it's not easy for them. And, of course, why should anyone in the school have any idea about the world of careers? That's not, you know, most of those, without being rude, an awful lot of people in schools have never left school.
Yeah.
they went to school, college, university, back to school.
They only stay for the school dinners.
Yeah, exactly. And that, I'm not being derogatory to them. You know, they just don't have experience of the world of work. It's one of the things that we're really, really bad at in this country is careers advice at all kinds of levels. We're just really bad at it. And now, because the careers market is so open, there are so many things you can do. There are so many directions you can go. There are so many different things that you can do. But I feel for young people, how would they know? How would they have a clue what to do? Which is why I'm a great fan of Young Enterprise. So, Daryl, you've brought along Vanessa, who's from Young Enterprise. Tell us what made you do that in the first place, because I know that you're involved with Young Enterprise.
Sounds on the street.
Yeah. You felt sorry for her, didn't you? She was standing out in the rain looking all sad for herself, and you went, nah, come in.
I've kind of been volunteering. Since I set up my original, when I set up on my own, I was volunteering for Young Enterprise, and now sit on the board in Kent with Vanessa. And I'm just really passionate about it. I think it's a really, really, really great opportunity that kids need to benefit from.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of running your own company is just such an exciting. Mm. And it's good to see the kids go through the transition of not having a clue at the beginning, right through to some of them, you know, even little steps they make. It's all worth it.
So really have you been involved in mentoring individual companies in the scheme?
I'm doing a couple of the schools at the moment.
Yeah, so. Okay. So, Vanessa, why don't you tell the listeners that don't remember or don't know how Young Enterprise works, the company scheme, how the primary company scheme works? Because I know you've got lots of different schemes, and I love things like the Tanner Challenge and the Fiverr Challenge, and maybe we'll talk about that in a minute. But the company scheme.
So company program is Young Enterprise's flagship company, program. It's been going since 1963, so a long time.
Mm.
It wouldn't exist, the programme, without volunteers such as Daryl, because we rely heavily on volunteer support, mentoring.
Mm. Mm.
But the students, generally year 10 or 12, set up and start their own business in September, work all the way through until, if they want to, July, but they're tending to wind up now. But the idea is that they have a feel of real life business. Yeah. They're going
now,
to be.
Now, that's sorry to interrupt, but yeah. I just want to emphasise this point. They actually set up a real company.
Yes. And
they're not playing at this. It's registered at Companies House as a bona fide company under the umbrella of Young Enterprise. Yeah.
Yeah. So they have their own public liability insurance, and they can trade online and trade fairs and things like that.
Mm.
But the idea is that they learn all those employability skills along the way.
Yep.
And they make some contacts, hopefully.
Mm.
And if you ask students that have taken part in company programme in the past, what it has done for them, what their journey has been, it's always been, it has led me to where I am today, perhaps a different career choice, perhaps an opportunity. We tell them to get it on their CV, advertise the fact they did company programme on LinkedIn, so even if you're doing an university application, get it on there, because employers and the education, at least, are looking for
experience
that have done something extra besides their academic studies.
It's really interesting as well. I quite often operate as a judge on Young Enterprise in South Kent region, and I hear the same things over and over, which is good. I hear the same things over and over again, which emphasizes some of the things we were saying earlier. Whenever I talk to young people with their companies, the first thing that I would say 90% of them tell me is that the makeup of the company changed from when they started it to when they finished, and they all had to sack someone or move someone out or change someone about. Yeah. All of them have to do it. And it's interesting because it's normally down to the fact that people volunteer to do a job, and then when they find out what's involved in the job, it doesn't suit them. Yeah. So they go, I'll be marketing manager. And they go, right, we'll get out and do some marketing. And I go, oh, I don't know. I don't like that. And you find that time after time after time that people take on a role and then discover it doesn't suit them and then have to be moved out. So it's one of the things I see over and over again. But it's a great place to learn that.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things is there's like the role of the HR director.
Mm.
And we do find that the students don't understand what that role is, and don't appreciate actually the skills you need.
Mm.
But we have an online platform that supports the program, and within each of the pages, the platform will explain to them what that job role is and the skills that they need to take on that role.
Mm.
But you're absolutely right. They may start HR director and realise actually they're the best MD that company could possibly have. Mm. So my daughter did the program, your son. And she started off, I'm not going to be the managing director, I'm not doing that. But she found actually she was the one that was the organisation list, that's the word. So she said no one organised anything, no one knew what they were doing, so that was it.
She's bossy, isn't she?
Yeah. And interestingly enough, she took the my careers options test, and she come out as top 10 MP.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
She said, she's well gobby then
as well. She's gobby and bossy. Yeah.
She said, I'm not doing that. But actually, as a parent, just like Daryl was saying, parents can see different sort of industry and job roles. I said, actually, you would make a really good MP, but she doesn't know that herself. Yeah. And she'd be mortified if she's listening to think that I said that. But actually, there are skills that you see in your own children, or abilities that they don't realise for themselves.
It's not just your own children. If you look, you're absolutely right. But if you look, we can see skills in other people that they never see in themselves. And here's the reason why, in my opinion, because the skills are them. Yeah, they go, well, anyone can do that. It's easy. I didn't even have to learn how to do that. I mean, why would that, why would that help me?
Like Lucy with her data crunching.
I know that. That's easy, that. And that is an issue that so many young people never take on board, that the things that they find easy, that come easy to them, are the things they're good at. Yeah. And they just don't appreciate it in themselves that not everyone else is good at it. Yeah. It's, you're absolutely right. It's a fantastic thing. And I love the Young Enterprise. I think it's brilliant. In the years that I've been involved, and I've been doing things around Young Enterprise in the last 7 or 8 years, I've seen so many young people with brilliant ideas, clever ideas, working really hard, doing stuff, and having a lot of fun doing it. And that's the key thing for me, is that they're enjoying what they're doing.
Absolutely. They start off thinking that they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But they tend to realise very quickly it's about teamwork.
Yeah.
It's about bonding and understanding how people work in a team, which is really important nowadays. We, you know, you've got to be able to work in a team. And that's really, you know.
I don't know if you find this in other regions. I've only got one region to go on because I only kind of work in one region. But I've seen the pattern over and over and over again. So I'm assuming it's a fairly consistent pattern and it would make total sense. Is most of the businesses start off with some ideas and then quickly learn that they don't work for whatever reason, yeah, and have to modify their ideas. And nearly all of them go on to modify it into being something better or different or alternative. And that's a fantastic learning process because you don't know if something will or won't work unless you try, yeah. And that is a fantastic learning process for them, that there's nothing wrong with trying and then failing and trying something different. Yeah, and that's how life really works. And one of the reasons that I say that, and one of the reasons that I encourage young people that, is our education system doesn't work like that. You get one shot at it, yeah? You either pass your GCSEs or you don't, yeah? And you could have picked the wrong GCSEs, and you see that so often, especially at A-level, you know, where kids pick the wrong A-level because either the school encouraged them or they thought that was the one they had to have. And you don't get a second, well, you could have a second shot at it, but it's really hard to get a second shot at it. Whereas real life is about modifying what you do and making it work. So it's one of the things I love. Do you want to talk just briefly as well, Vanessa, about the Tenor Challenge and stuff like that? Because I love the Tenor Challenge. It's brilliant.
The Tenor Challenge is open to an individual or a group of students in secondary, so year 7 to year 13.
Yeah.
It's March. Mm-hmm. So the Tenor Awards are going ahead tomorrow when we have our Kent County Company of the Year finals.
Mm-hmm.
And so the winners are all being announced tomorrow.
Fantastic.
So the students have been invited up to Bank of England. I think, I'm sure it's the Bank of England.
Yep.
I have been before. So again, it's all about making money, but what else do you learn along the way?
Mm.
So they can register online, but registration won't be open till next, probably, or inquiries January, February time.
Mm.
But they've got £10, and within that month, hopefully they can make a profit. So we sort of lend them the money.
Put it on a horse.
Yeah. So some of them make, you know, or double their money. And some make £2,000 or £3,000.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic program. It doesn't cost the school anything.
Yeah.
And so we do the Fiver Challenge for primary school.
Yep.
So in year 10, you could do Tenor.
Yep.
In year 12, you could do company program.
Yep.
There's a progression. Well, Fiver's primary. And what would be really great to see more and more schools doing Fiver, Tenor, and company, and also include a team program for special schools, because at the end of the day we have the programs for those schools as well.
Yep, sure.
So we work with Meadowfields in Sittingbourne, and we have the students have a fantastic experience with team program. So we mustn't forget those. But tomorrow we've got the Kent County final.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just
so that people know how this has worked out. In Kent, for instance, I guess it's the same rest of the country, there are regions, so there's South Kent, West Kent, East Kent, and they have their own little regional final.
Yes.
And then people move on to the county final, which in this case is tomorrow. And then is it the top two go through?
Yes, the winner and the runner-up will go
through to a country route, so the southern region final. And then there's a national final.
Yes.
And I believe there's a European
final in Paris as well this year.
Oh, wow.
That's the 4th and 5th of July, I think.
Yeah.
So, the companies that we see tomorrow, the six companies we see, one of those could end up in Europe. So we've been quite successful in Kent, and we've had companies go through to the UK final before.
Yeah, I was going to say we have had companies.
Yeah. And Steph McGovern, she did Young Enterprise at school, or company program at school. So she's quite often there presenting the awards in our UK final.
Yeah. Absolutely. And interestingly, I think I'm right in saying this, is that one of the companies that got through to the UK final actually didn't win in Kent. They were one of the runners-up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That has happened.
Yeah. Which
so
is
they've
interesting,
upped their game
it?
In a few weeks. They yeah. may have improved their company report they have to submit or their yeah. presentation.
Yeah.
Or perhaps the judges have looked at it a slightly different angle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But tomorrow we've got you talking about unicorn
poo. Yeah.
We have got elephant poo. Tomorrow.
Have you?
I won't say anymore. So the six companies we've got tomorrow are probably planning and excited about attending tomorrow and yeah. should be a really good event. But you can still register on Eventbrite if you'd like to come along. Mm. We're still welcome guests and anybody that's interested in seeing how it all works, they can come and have yeah. a look and mm. if they're interested in volunteering.
And if you're a teacher, a parent or a Absolutely. Governor at a school, please try to encourage them to do yes. this. It is great fun. It's 500 quid or whatever to participate in the program, but there's not a lot of teacher time unless you want it to be, because they allocate mentors from the business world to help youngsters do this. It is so fulfilling. It's so useful. It's so helpful. And it gives young people a real view on the world of work and the world of business
Absolutely.
That is second to none. It really is. And I love Young Enterprise. I love what it does. And, I like being involved with it at the level I'm involved
there.
To. I'll be there because I'm MC tomorrow yeah. night. Yeah.
Daryl will be there.
I think it's my fourth year running.
I was thinking it would be perfect yeah. to have Lucia there because, yeah. you know, right at the beginning, the crunching, yeah. Yeah, yeah. number crunching.
Well, interestingly enough, I was talking in the break about Young
Enterprise.
Is that
the fire break or
yeah,
the
yeah,
other
yeah,
break?
We've had to move along with the times, and now we are looking at digital presence
yeah.
and how companies use their social media.
Absolutely.
And they've had to put their live links in their yeah. company reports.
Yeah.
So 20% of their marks is all about digital presence.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are taking that into...
Modernising it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, part of what we do at these... competition events is they present their company. They have a trade stand.
Yes.
So they put together a trade stand. They do a presentation, a talk, of 2 minutes normally.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. 4 minutes. They do a presentation talk, but then they're marked on various criteria. Mm-hmm. And one of the new criteria is digital. But they're marked on a number of other criteria, isn't there? They're marked on their trade stand, on the quality of their presentation, trying to think what all
we have sort of like four elements now, yeah. and we're looking at sort of like organisation and management,
yeah. Yeah.
endeavour, the journey travelled, the enterprise. Mm. But the components are absolutely right. You know, what is their marketing like on their trade stand? Mm. They're interviewed.
Yeah,
a big part of it is interview on the stand. Mm. They might be able to evidence it on paper,
yep.
but can they talk about their business?
Yep.
How to present their business to a customer.
Yep.
So that will be included tomorrow about, you know, 40% of their marks is about a team interview. Mm. But we do want more, we want more schools to sign up. Mm. We want to see, an increase in that because although it's extra curriculum normally, the students really do take it on board. They turn up after school for their meetings. They want to come to the competitions. They want to win competitions.
Yes.
And, you know, with the help of my careers options and Daryl's, we've come up with this sort of package where they can sign up for company program if they're registering for the my careers options package. And we want to have that connection with other partners, and you know, we've worked with CEC this year, Careers and Enterprise company, and we've had a couple of really good positive outcomes for our year 10 students on that program.
Mm.
We'd like to see that continue. So we got and the other thing that's different this year is we've got a 12-week company program option.
Right.
So you don't have to do a full academic year, you can do a 12-week program.
Okay.
So for those schools that got limited time and resources, we can look at a 12-week option,
right?
For those schools. So
fantastic.
But yeah,
cool. So if people want to find out about the Young Enterprise program, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can look on the Young Enterprise website.
That's young-enterprise.org.uk.
Thank you.
They can contact me by email personally. Mm. So vanessa.johnson@y-e.org.uk. Right. They can give me a call. They can get hold of me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Y-E in Kent, Instagram,
yep.
Facebook.
You're all there. You're all there.
I'm not saying I'm great at doing the analytical data on it, but I'm there. get in touch with me.
But check out the website first. That'll tell you all about the programs and what's needed and what the ins and outs of it are. And then when you've decided that you want to do it, then you can contact Vanessa and sign up.
Fantastic. Can I just say it's really important for teachers to have a look at the impact report, which is available on the website. So, if you're not too sure about how it will support your students and the Gatsby benchmarks, look at those programs through that impact report, and it will give you the evidence you need.
Fantastic.
And if you're a parent listening, just give the information to your school, pass it on, youngenterprise.org, and also my careers options.
Well, we're just going to come back to Daryl and just ask Daryl, if people want to sign up to have a go at the platform, can they do that as individuals still?
You can go onto the website and do it online, no problem at all. If a school's interested, I let any school have 10 free assessments to try out with some of their favourite students.
Right. But the ones they're trying to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly. But don't do what one of the teachers did and did it herself and then left.
So it works.
Yeah, it does work.
So you'd make a rubbish teacher. You need to.
I was the one seen running out of the gate. So I'll let any of them try it out rather than just take my word for it. Mm. And quite rightly, like Vanessa said, if people want more information about how we can actually fund the company program part, it's a valuable asset. They've got quite a lot of expected of them for the Gatsby benchmarks to be able to deliver actual programs. Mm. And obviously they both help in both ways. So anyone can contact me, www.mycareersoptions.co.uk, or they can email me directly if they like at Daryl, D-A-R-R-E-L, @mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Happy to answer any questions.
Fantastic. Daryl, thank you so much for that. Vanessa, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
We've got a few minutes left of the show, not long, but for that, thank you very much. I want to talk about something that's happening. Jules, you've got an email about it, so you can dig it out. It's happening this Thursday. It's the Venues and Events Expo.
I thought I read that.
You may well have done, but I'm going to talk about it again.
You do it.
It's happening this Thursday. It's at the County Showground at Detling. And it's an event showcasing, event venues, event supply companies and organizations involved in the hospitality and events industry. It's free to attend. There's going to be loads of interesting workshops and things going on, silent seminars, Build It With Bite, who are a company that builds stuff for animals, on a team building basis. So last year they built toys for the gorillas at Port Lim. So there's loads of interesting stuff going along. Come along and see what's going on there. Come along, go to some of the workshops, see some of the people. It's a fantastic event this Thursday, May the 9th, at the Kent Event Centre, Venues and Events Expo. So do check that out. I need to tell you, have you read all of your
emails? Yes, very diligently.
As Gary stopped sending us tweets now as well.
Is that the baby, Gary? The royal baby?
No, not Prince Gary. No. This is the other Gary. Marsh Breakfast Networking. The next event is taking place on the 23rd of May, and that's at 7:45 to 9:15 at the Ship Inn, and that's in the High Street in Dymchurch. So that's a Marsh Breakfast Networking. There's also, if you can't get up that early, there's Marsh Networking over coffee. And the next one is Manana tomorrow, Wednesday the 8th of May. It's from 10 a.m. till 12 midday, and it's taking place at the lovely Sinkport Arms, and that's in the High Street in New Romney. If you want to book on either of those, campusisradio.co.uk/marsh-network, and all the details can be found there for you to book on to the Marsh Networking. It's a growing networking group run by the wonderful Mr. Terry Botfield, who has one of the best Twitter handles ever. His Twitter handle is TDBotty. So do give Mr. Botty a follow, TD Botty, on the Twitter. What are you up to, Jules?
Oh, my burger alarm's going off, so I was trying to unset it, if you will say.
You set your burger alarm off?
No, my dog has, I think. I haven't got anything to read.
Have you not?
But I did have a tweet come in from Network Kent, and they say, this is about your daughter. It might be a bit rude. I'm just going to, because she says she calls her Gobby, and I don't know whether I should say that to you, but anyway. She's saying it in a nice way, or he. Children often imitate their parents. Knowing Vanessa's daughter as I do, she is a spit-in image, organised and gobby.
Are you gobby?
No,
I think you're very well-behaved.
Thank you.
You could say bossy, but she is a doer! Exclamation mark. Go, Fionn. we'll skip the gobby bit, because I don't think she... I think they mean... She's a go-doer.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's helping tomorrow at our event.
But I can see that you're organised. I would think you're very organised.
Yeah, I am. Probably,
what's your star sign?
Pisces.
Yeah, very organised, like my daughter.
I'm Pyrex.
Yeah.
I was a test tube baby. Right. Help us bridge the gap between school and business. As business owners and managers, join us. That's Jobs in Kent and the Federation of Small Business and the Business Bunker Show and My Careers Options to inspire the next generation of talent. It's a program that we take into schools, which is entirely free, where we spend 2 hours talking to young people about the world of work. And we take up to 30 businesses in there to meet with up to 30 A-level students. There's three or four schools scheduled over the next couple of months. The best thing to do is to go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30. It tells you all about the program, and it also gives you a list of the next schools that we'll be doing the program in. So if you run a business and you'd like to talk to the next generation, Generation Z, then do get involved with the program. It's loads of fun. We really enjoy it, and the kids find it really, really useful as a way of finding out what employers want. It's also very useful from an employer's point of view to find out what the next generation of workers want from an employer too. And that can be an eye-opener. I don't start work at 9. I'm not up until 11. And employers get a bit shirty about that. But the fact is that we live in a different world. We live in a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week connected world. And young people, quite rightly, don't see where 9-to-5 fits into that.
Because it doesn't work on 9-to-5, does it?
No, nobody does. You know, my phone doesn't automatically stop sending me emails at 5 o'clock. It just does not. And that's eye opener for a number of employers as well, to recognise that they have to compete in a competitive world.
I was horrified over the weekend, you know, when I was trying to spend time with my new husband and it was his birthday. My phone just was, you know, people were just talking to me about work and all sorts on Sunday, on, you know, all times of the day and night. Things seem to have just blurred, so that there doesn't seem to
there's,
be that.
There's space. There's no cut-offs. We're in constant contact.
I'm thinking seriously about getting a work phone that I can just switch off, because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you're never really in the moment, you know.
But it isn't just phones, you know. It's like once upon a time you used to get emails. I don't get emails anymore, apart from spam, yeah. Basically, you get DMs on Twitter, you get PMs WhatsApp, on Facebook, you get WhatsApp messages.
We get work links. WhatsApps, all because we're global, any time of night, day, whatever. Yeah.
Yes. And you get LinkedIn messages, and you get them day and night, all the time, and you can pretend you didn't get it, but eventually you have to answer it.
Your phone flashes up, there, and then already your mindset has changed.
Yeah.
You might be having time with your loved one, having a lovely meal, and then you see that, and it's... Yeah.
I want to tell you about another event that's taking place in September. It's the Construction Expo, the Southeast Construction Expo.
Men in hats.
I beg your pardon?
Hard hats.
Probably.
I do like a man in a hard hat.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I read that on a toilet wall somewhere, I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's just rude.
Yeah. It's the Southeast Construction Expo taking place at Ardingly in Sussex. But also, for the first time, there's the Construction Expo Awards. And the Construction Expo Awards are sponsored by the lovely folks at All Health Matters. They're the platinum sponsor for the Southeast Construction Awards. If you'd like to enter the awards, it's constructionexpoawards.co.uk. You can put yourself forward or someone else can nominate you. There's lots of different categories. If you want to find out about the expo itself and about either having an exhibition stand there or attending as a delegate or going to some of the workshops, it's constructionexpouk.co.uk is their website. So check out both of those. It's taking place on Thursday, the 26th of September at the South of England Event Centre at Ardingly in Sussex. That's just around the corner from Habersheath. So do check that out. But we've eventually made it to the end of another show without burning down. Sorry for the shenanigans earlier.
There wasn't a whiff, was there?
No, there was nothing going on. Just the alarms went off.
Could be a mouse chewing something. You never know.
Oh, it's bound to be.
Yeah.
It's bound to be. But anyway, thank you so much. I want to say a big thank you to our show sponsors, Helping Hand, to our fantastic guests, Lucia Dello of Dello Data Analytics.
Or Dello, as I call her.
That's what I said, yeah. Wouldn't it?
No, but...
You just call her Dello.
Yeah. I cut out the middleman.
Mello Dello, yeah. Daryl Lynham Dumont of My Careers Options.
I just call him Daryl.
Yeah. And the lovely Vanessa Johnson of Young Enterprise. Thank you all so much for joining us. We'll be back with another show next week. Have a fantastic week. See you all soon. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.